It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. The last time the BSU traveled to Concordia St. Paul in Jeff Tesh's tenure, Beavers gave up just 20 yards of offense in the first half. Cruise to a win. Current head coach Brent Bolte joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. September 26, 2015, Bemidji State went to Seafoam Stadium, knocked off the Golden Bears of Concordia St. Paul 47-7. Bemidji State scored early and often, and the Gangrene defense gave up just 20 yards of offense in the first half. Gangrene defense forced 5 3 and outs on their first 7 series. First half, the Beavers ran 47 plays, CSP just 22. Current Beaver head coach, Brent Bolte.
You know, ironically, looking back, that was kind of a launching point to, I think, where we got to today. We had lost three games. We were 0-3 going into it. We lost Winona by three. We lost to another team by four on the last play of the game. I think Gunner was a freshman that year. We knew we had a pretty good team, just couldn't put things together. And then we went down to CSP, and everything just clicked. Jordan Hine, Coach Hine now, put on a display. And we just, every single phase, you know, of the football game, we were able to dominate. And defensively, we got after them and had some big punt returns and big drives. It was just the start of something special for that season, and really just kind of catapulting, I think, honestly, to where we're at today. You know, we had an absurd amount of talent on that team. Blake Holder, Vince Dinkle. We had Juwan Richard at receiver. We had a stable of running backs, Mikey Wash and Tahino Main. And I think Gena Adams was, I think that was his first year here, I believe. But a ton of skill. And we had, I think, Eric Monroe and Tucker Forsgren at tight end. And we just, again, it was just finding a way to get your first win. And in that game, I just remember all the back shoulder fades. And I remember Brad Birchfield made a couple in Dinkle, and it snowballed on CSP, and we definitely kind of caught our wind got some wind in our sails and got going, and I think we rattled off, I think, 7 out of 8 at the end of the year, and had ourselves a chance to still win the conference championship of the North. It came down to a tight game that we ended up losing later in the season against UMD, but I do go back. I think that was Craig's first year calling the offense, and it was just a matter of us finding our footing a little bit and trusting the process. So it was kind of a telltale sign of kind of where we got to. And obviously, Coach Bagnell was here, and then turning the reins over, like you said, to Coach Pike with Brandon, and they really haven't looked back at all offensively. They've been pretty dominant since, 2015.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.